Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. We praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and we thank Him and we bear witness that there is no deity except Him and that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is His messenger. May Allah peace and prayers be shed upon Him, His companions, His household and those who follow Him until the day of judgment. Ameen ya Rabbal Alameen. Today we are continuing to explore the name that describes the nature of Allah as the all-knowing, the knowing of everything inside out. We, last time, are done with explaining the first level of understanding, which is the symbol level of understanding that explains the meanings of the verses that presented the knowledge of Allah in the Quran in seven different forms. The last one was the form of very detailed knowledge of a falling leaf from a tree in the middle of the night, the details, everything about this falling leaf is recorded. And there was a very good question. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless the one who asked the question, Brother Naif, is that why is this level of details? Why did Allah write the very minute detail about this falling tree? How did it fall? What path did it follow? What was the temperature and the wind speed? What is the exact coordinates where the tree fell down? And all of that. And inshallah, the answer to this question is coming. Think about it, and inshallah, we will when the answer comes, then you will be able to relate better to the answer. Today, we're going to go into the second level of understanding of the knowledge of Allah. And whenever we step out of the first level, there is a caution. We are risking. It's a risky area when you step outside of the first level of understanding, which is the explicit meanings of the verses that they are perfectly understandable Arabic language verses that means that have explicit meaning. However, you can go inside these verses and come up, dig deeper or dive deeper and come up with other meanings. Whenever we step into that, then we are practicing the so-called ibadat at-tadabbur, the ibadah of tadabbur, which means wondering about the meanings of the Quran. Just like Brother Naif here, he wondered, why would all these details written? Why? Common sense, why? This is called ibadat al-tadabbur. Wondering about the meanings of the Quran and thinking about it. It's a very good, inspiring exercise, the conclusion of which is a very inspiring, motivating feeling in the heart that gets the believer closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah criticized and condemned the ones who don't practice ibadat al-tadabbur by saying, أَفَلَا يَتَدَبَّرُونَ الْقُرْآنَ أَمْ عَلَى قُلُوبٍ أَقْفَالُهَا. Shouldn't they wonder about the meanings and implications of these verses on the Quran? Or is it the locks bolted on their hearts? Their hearts are so closed that the locks bolted that there is no hope of opening their hearts and shedding some lights inside these dark hearts. The ibadat al-tadabbur, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explained the nature of the Quran so that there is a certain portion of the Quran where tadabbur is possible and there is a portion of the Quran where tadabbur is not possible and not allowed. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Al-Imran verse number 7 explaining the nature of the Quran by saying, هُوَ الَّذِي أَنزَلَ عَلَيْكَ الْكِتَابَ. It is He the one who sent you down the book. مِنْهُ آيَاتٌ مُحْكَمَاتٌ. Among the verses of the Quran, there are two kinds. The verses of the Quran are two kinds. The first one are ayatul muhkamat, verses with explicit meanings. They are written in a perfectly understandable Arabic language that means only one thing. Explicit meaning verses. Wa ukhra mutashabihat, and other verses with implicit meanings. They are not explicit, they are not obvious. It has implicit meaning. فَأَمَّا الَّذِينَ فِي قُلُوبِهِمْ زَيْخٍ, the ones who have crookedness in their heart because they benefit from the crookedness one way or another, or they have they have interest into establishing crooked ways. فَأَمَّا الَّذِينَ فِي قُلُوبِهِمْ زَيْخٌ, they have a desire of crookedness in their heart. فَيَتَّبِعُونَ مَا تَشَابَهَ مِنْهُ ابْتِغَاءَ الْفِتْنَةِ وَابْتِغَاءَ تَأْوِيلِ. They follow and they seek and they target the verses with implicit meanings. Why? Because there is a room for manipulation and playing. There is a room for abuse. And everything can be abused. By the way, there is nothing that is not abusable. Even the Quran. So they come and they use these verses to abuse them and to twist the meaning. ابتغاء الفتنة. to establish these crooked ways of tilaa ta'wili by coming up with a meaning that conflicts with an explicit verse. So here's the first rule. You cannot come up with a meaning that conflicts with the meaning of an explicit verse. Or like they say, the rule is, لا تستدل بآية متشابهة استدلالا يتعارض مع آية محكمة. ما ثبت بآية محكمة ثبت بآية محكمة. Whatever is proven using an explicit verse, the door is closed. Just like, for example, when Allah says, والسارق والسارقة فاقطعوا أيديهما. I mean, that's an explicit meaning. Where are you going to go away from this? That's an explicit meaning. هذا حكم ثبت بآية محكمة. This is a rule that was, if well established and well founded, using an explicit verse. If you deny it knowingly, intentionally, on purpose, then you are classified as a non-believer, as a kafir. You have committed kufr and you're outside of the umbrella of Islam. If you deny it, not out of ignorance and not out of lack of knowledge, but out of intentional, deliberate, predetermined, pre-thought intentions. So then the Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَمَا يَعْلَمُ تَأْوِيلَهُ إِلَّا اللَّهُ Full stop. There is waqf lazim there. If you look at the mushaf, there is a full stop, means a mandatory stop at this. وَمَا يَعْلَمُ تَأْوِيلَهُ اللَّهُ Only Allah knows the meaning of these implicit meanings. Period. Full stop. And then, after you stop, okay, this stop is mandatory, because what comes next, okay, could, if you don't stop, it will give a different meaning. وَمَا يَعْلَمُ تَأْوِيلَهُ إِلَّا اللَّهُ Stop. وَالرَّاسِخُونَ فِي الْعِلْمِ يَقُولُونَ آمَنَّ بِهِ If you don't stop, then you will say, وَمَا يَعْلَمُ تَأْوِيلَهُ إِلَّا اللَّهُ وَالرَّاسِخُونَ فِي الْعِلْمِ That means that only Allah knows the meaning of the explicit, of the implicit verses, and the people of solid knowledge. And then everybody will say, I'm one of the people who have solid knowledge. No. وَمَا يَعْلَمُ تَأْوِيلَهُ اللَّهُ Full stop. And then, الرَّاسِخُونَ فِي الْعِلْمِ يَقُولُونَ أَمَنَّ بِهِ كُلُّ مِنْ عِنْدِ رَبِّنَا The people that have solid knowledge, they say, we believe in both kinds. We believe in the implicit as much as we believe in the explicit. Both are coming from our Lord. Whether we understand the meaning or we don't understand the meaning, we believe in it. Like Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu anhu said, مَا فَهِمْتُوهُ مِنَ الْقُرْآنِ فَتَدَبَّرُوا فِيهِ وَمَنْ لَا تَفْهَمُوهُ فَآمِنُوا بِهِ Whatever you understand from the Quran, wonder about it and examine the meanings and benefit from it. Whatever you don't understand, take it as is. One time he was asked, what's the meaning of وَفَاكِهَةٍ وَأَبَّ What's the meaning of أَبَّ So he thought about it, and he said, I don't know what أَبَّ is. And then he thought, and he said, وَمَا يَضُرُّ عُمَرْ إِذَا لَمْ يَعْرِفْ مَعْنَ أَبَّ How is it going to hurt Umar if he doesn't know the meaning of أَبَّ It's Abba, you know, regardless, you know, if I know the meaning or don't know the meaning, it's coming from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it's not going to hurt me. So this is a very important rule to establish. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, intentionally, these ayat are intended to be there in the Quran, and there are so many benefits of having these ayats of the Quran. The first benefit or the first reason is that the Quran is majid. Majid means endless generosity. Allah described himself, one of the names of Allah describing his nature as Majid, endless generosity, endless giving his gifts, his favors will never end. Allah also at the beginning of Surah Qaf described the Quran as in Majid, Qaf wal Quran al Majid, which means that endless generosity and endless giving. The giving of the Quran does not stop with time. And this is not possible if all the ayats are explicit. If all the ayats are explicit, just like the tax law, the book of a tax law, all the text is explicit meaning, okay, then how could this be a continuous giving, a continuous inspiration? Well, you read it once, and then that's it. I mean, you got what is in there, and you don't even need to read it the second time. The meaning of explicit verses are fixed with time and place. Nobody is allowed to deviate from that meaning. Because this meaning has been explained and implemented by the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Once the Prophet says the meaning, that's it. Door is closed, no room for tadabbur, no room for anything. Now, the implicit verses, they have variable meaning. You can get a meaning out of it as time progresses. An example of that are the verses that talks about the scientific miracles of the Holy Quran. These are implicit verses. At the time of Prophet Muhammad, nobody understood, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, nobody understood. I mean, how do you understand Maraj al-Bahrain yabda qiyam baynahuma barzakhun la yabghiyan? I mean, The Bedouin Arab in the middle of the desert is going to benefit from that, or the European in the middle of the Dark Ages is going to benefit from that. Who cares about science? Science had no value at that time. No customers of science were around. The Prophet was not, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was not trying to impress any of the population at that time. That was intended for people in our generation where science. Now, in the light of modern science, we're able to understand the meaning of وَأَنْزَلْنَا الْحَدِيدِ وَمَرَجَ الْبَحْرَيْنِ يَلْتَقِيَانِ وَجَعَلَ بَيْنَهُمَا بَرْزَخًا وَحِجْرًا مَحْجُورًا مُضْغَةً ثُمَّ عَلَقَةً. All this, we're able to get it out of the Qur'an nowadays. That wasn't possible. So with time, the Qur'an gives and gives and gives. Do you know what's the meaning of Alif Lam Mim? كَفْ عَيْنٌ صَاد حَمِيم قَاف يَا سِين. All these, nobody knows. Okay, now still it's coming, inshallah, at the right time. It's intended for certain time. The Quran giving is all because of these implicit verses. Alif Lam Mim, it's implicit. Scholars have come up with certain meanings, but they make sense, but they are, you just feel that. Why? Like they said that Allah is challenging the people who say that Muhammad fabricated the Quran by telling them, okay, the Quran is made of these alphabetical letters, Alif, Lam, Mim. You're saying that Muhammad has fabricated the Quran. He fabricated the Quran from the letters Alif, Lam, Mim. Why? Since Alif, Lam, Mim is available to you as much as it is available to him, why don't you use Alif, Lam, Mim to fabricate the Quran like it? Why don't you use ha mim to fabricate a Quran like it? Why don't you use kaf ha ayn sad to fabricate a Quran like it? Go ahead. I mean, you have so many brains. He's one brain. If he can do it, you can do it too. So it's a form of a challenge. Well, it's an implicit interpretation. Well, but still, why alif and lam and mim? The order, the selection, the location. Still secrets, that treasures that are hidden in the Quran, waiting for the right time and the right place to come up to show that the Quran is a miracle. Allah, the Prophet is the last Prophet, no more miracles except the Quran. The Quran, Allah has made a living and lasting miracle. Living, that always provide the compelling evidence to prove that the source of this Quran is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is not possible without these implicit meanings that have a meaning to be discovered at every time. The second reason is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explains very complicated concepts about His nature. And these complicated concepts will strike the simple-minded brains, will strike the brains that cannot comprehend that meaning. This meaning can deviate people. People can be deviated because of these complicated meanings. And there are examples of that. You know, the Prophet ﷺ said, إِنَّكَ مَا حَدَّثْتَ قَوْمًا حَدِيثًا لَمْ تَبْلُغُهُ عُقُولُهُمْ إِلَّا كَانَ لِبَعْضِهِمْ فِتْنَةً. You will never talk to people about a concept, a complicated concept, that too difficult for them to understand, without this being the source of deviation for them. This will be a source of deviation. It's going to deviate them from the straight path. An example of that, the people, at-tawakkul, the concept of at-tawakkul, depending on Allah. The people who stayed in the masjid didn't go to work. Umar ibn Khattab asking them, why aren't you getting up and go to work? We are depending on Allah. Boom, boom with the stick. No, that's the wrong understanding. The depending on Allah means something else. Get up and use your muscles and brains to earn living, and tawakkul on Allah with your heart. It's not a simple concept. Tawakkul of Allah is the job of the heart. Using the natural laws is the job of the brains and muscles. Iqilha wa tawakkal. It's a concept that's hard to understand. So it will deviate people from the straight path like those. Another example are the people that say, that read the verses that Allah says in the Quran, that everything has been pre-written and pre-assigned. So because of that, one of them, he was a thief. He was stealing, so he was caught. So Umar ibn Khattab ordered the cutting of his hand. He's a thief. So he said, Ya Umar, why do you blame me and cut my hand, and you want to cut my hand for stealing? It is pre-written. It's written in Allah's book that I will steal. I have no choice. So Umar ibn Khattab, with his wonderful personality, saying, sure, it's written, and also it's written that I have to cut your hand. Don't blame me. So he fed him from the same cup. Don't blame me. Complicated concepts that can deviate people away. And I have seen with my own eyes people who have gone astray, and they say it's pre-written. Allah wants that. وَقَالُوا لَوْ شَاءَ اللَّهُ The non-believers said, as Allah reported in the Quran, وَقَالُوا لَوْ شَاءَ اللَّهُ مَا عَبَدْنَاهُمْ They said, if Allah wanted, we would have never worshipped these false idols. The answer from Allah, مَا لَهُمْ بِذَلِكَ مِنْ عِلْمٍ إِنْ هُمْ إِلَّا يَخْرُصُونَ They don't know what they are speaking about. They are not speaking out of knowledge. إِنْ هُمْ إِلَّا يَخْرُصُونَ They are making false lies. Twisting the meanings of the implicit verses to justify their worshipping of other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This might fly.